Chapter 52. Cold punch, apostrophe murmured Mr. Pickwick, as he sank to sleep again. What? Apostrophe apostrophe demanded Captain Boldwig. No reply. What did he say his name was? Apostrophe apostrophe asked the captain. Punch, I think, sir, apostrophe replied Wilkins. That's his impudence, that's his confounded impudence, apostrophe said Captain Boldwig. He's only feigning to be asleep now, apostrophe said the captain, in a high passion. He's drunk. He's a drunken plebeian. Wheel him away, Wilkins, wheel him away directly. Apostrophe where shall I wheel him to, sir? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Wilkins, with great timidity. Wheel him to the devil, apostrophe replied Captain Boldwig. Very well, sir, apostrophe said Wilkins. Stay, apostrophe said the captain. Wilkins stopped accordingly. Wheel him, apostrophe said the captain, wheel him to the pound, and let us see whether he calls himself Punch when he comes to himself. He shall not bully me, he shall not bully me. Wheel him away. Apostrophe, away Mr. Pickwick was wheeled in compliance with this imperious mandate, and the great Captain Boldwig, swelling with indignation, proceeded on his walk. Inexpressible was the astonishment of the little party when they returned, to find that Mr. Pickwick had disappeared, and taken the wheelbarrow with him. It was the most mysterious and unaccountable thing that was ever heard of for a lame man to have got upon his legs without any previous notice, and walked off, would have been most extraordinary. But when it came to his wheeling a heavy barrow before him, by way of amusement, it grew positively miraculous. They searched every nook and corner round, together and separately. They shouted, whistled, laughed, called, and all with the same result. Mr. Pickwick was not to be found. After some hours of fruitless search, they arrived at the unwelcome conclusion that they must go home without him. Meanwhile, Mr. Pickwick had been wheeled to the pound, and safely deposited there, fast asleep in the wheelbarrow, to the immeasurable delight and satisfaction, not only of all the boys in the village, but 3/4 of the whole population, who had gathered round, in expectation of his waking. If their most intense gratification had been awakened by seeing him wheeled in, how many hundredfold was their joy increased when, after a few indistinct cries of Sam, apostrophe apostrophe, he sat up in the barrow, and gazed with indescribable astonishment on the faces before him. A general shout was of course the signal of his having woke up, and his involuntary inquiry of what's the matter? Apostrophe apostrophe occasioned another, louder than the first, if possible. Here's a game. Apostrophe apostrophe roared the populace. Where am I? Apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed Mr. Pickwick. In the pound, apostrophe replied the mob. How came I here? What was I doing? Where was I brought from? Apostrophe Boldwig. Captain Boldwig. Apostrophe was the only reply. Let me out, apostrophe cried Mr. Pickwick. Where's my servant? Where are my friends? Apostrophe apostrophe, you ain't got no friends. Hurrah! Apostrophe then there came a turnip, then a potato, and then an egg, with a few other little tokens of the playful disposition of the many-headed. How long this scene might have lasted, or how much Mr. Pickwick might have suffered, no one can tell, had not a carriage, which was driving swiftly by, suddenly pulled up, from whence there descended old Wardle and Sam Weller, the former of whom, in far less time than it takes to write it, if not to read it, had made his way to Mr. Pickwick's side, and placed him in the vehicle, just as the latter had concluded the third and last round of a single combat with the town beadle. Run to the justices. Apostrophe apostrophe cried a dozen voices. Ah, run away, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, jumping upon the box. Give my compliments, Mr. Weller's compliments, to the justice, and tell him I've spiled his beetle, and that, if he'll swear in a new un, I'll come back again tomorrow and spile him. Drive on, old feller. apostrophe, I'll give directions for the commencement of an action for false imprisonment against this Captain Boldwig. Directly I get to London, apostrophe, said Mr. Pickwick, as soon as the carriage turned out of the town. We were trespassing, it seems, apostrophe, said Wardle. I don't care, apostrophe, said Mr. Pickwick, I'll bring the action. Apostrophe, no, you won't, apostrophe, said Wardle. I will, by apostrophe, but as there was a humorous expression in Wardle's face, Mr. Pickwick checked himself, and said, why not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, because, apostrophe, said old Wardle, half bursting with laughter, because they might turn on some of us, and say we had taken too much cold punch. Apostrophe, do what he would, a smile would come into Mr. Pickwick's face, the smile extended into a laugh, the laugh into a roar, the roar became general. So, to keep up their good humor, they stopped at the first roadside tavern they came to, and ordered a glass of brandy and water all round, with a magnum of extra strength for Mr. Samuel Weller. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.